Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Now, we were talking about a story where Jimmy Kimmel said he was at a party back in the day when he was doing the Man Show, and it was when he was married to his first wife, and they saw George Clooney, and he walked up to George and said, "Hey, you're my wife's freebie."
Free pass.
And so that prompted Big Al Mack to wonder,
are we a freebie for anybody? I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel a little good.
Yeah.
It makes
you feel good unless nobody wants you.
Right. So somebody's feelings may get hurt.
JC's
here.
JC's already all bowed up because he's already been picked.
I'll take one. Yeah. As long as I got one, I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Just wondering.
Yeah. Just wondering. Just want to know.
If not, that's cool. Yeah.
If not, you're not.
Yeah. I'm fragile right now. Okay. I'm not into rejection.
All right. Let's go to Oscar. How you doing this morning, Oscar?
Good. How about you guys?
Oh, we're doing great.
Well, JC's doing exceptionally well. Thank you.
Of course.
Well, I like to say that my freebie is actually Kelly.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What about me turns you on?
My girlfriend is not too happy about that.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I don't think Bill would think this is very funny. If I had to joking around about free passes, I don't think he would think that's
really?
Funny.
No?
But yeah, Oscar, what about me turns you on?
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. Something about you, I guess your personality caught my attention.
Yeah,
that's right.
There you
that's
go.
Right.
Shout out, Oscar.
You got her smiling from ear
Oscar.
To ear, Oscar.
You know how I feel about them Latin boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, you do.
See? He knows. Oscar,
me and JC have that Latin smooth talking.
Yes, you do. Oh, Oscar.
You might, I don't.
Oh, Oscar.
Oh, you missed him.
Please say something to me.
No,
and say something to me in Espanol.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
How you doing?
It's on.
Yeah. Is your girlfriend a redhead, Oscar?
No, she is not.
Oh, okay.
That's too bad for her.
Yeah.
Tell her to put on a wig.
She already doesn't like you, Kelly.
Not helping.
Yeah, come on.
Not helping.
Oscar, thank you so much
thank
for calling,
you,
buddy.
Oscar, I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. There goes Oscar right there. Kelly is his free pass.
Right, I am.
That's how we do it right there.
Yeah, looks like three of us are some free pass. JC had one.
Okay, let's go with Marcy.
Jenna had one.
Marcy, how you doing?
Guys.
Hi.
Hi, Marcy.
Kelly had one.
Well, my free pass was JC.
Oh, what?
That is until he said that about Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh, I know that was bad.
Let me explain myself,
right?
Marcy.
Man.
It was.
Yeah.
It came out. I think it came out wrong,
get
Marcy.
Get on in, Marcy.
Oh, I think Kinsey's hand might come out wrong across your head when you get home.
Dang.
And I would deserve it.
I get the headlines. JC mixing Mexico trip. Dr. Girlfriend in for questioning.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marcy.
So, thank you, guys. Okay, have a good day.
So who's your new freebie, then?
Well, actually, I had a list. It was you because, you could tell by the way you speak on the radio, you are so in love with your children and with your wife, and that turns a mother, a mother herself, that turns her on big time.
Yeah.
That's sexy. That's real sexiness there. Not looks or anything like that because, I like the Latin guys, but you're a white boy. I'm sorry. You are.
I look white, Marcy.
yeah, very much so. Well, I had a list. Marilyn Manson was under you. He
Whoa.
Was number one.
I've never heard that before. Marilyn
Whoa.
Manson was under me. Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's fine, Marcy. Marilyn has moved up.
That's good.
Hey,
Marilyn's moved up.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great day, Marcy.
And her list ends at 2, Al.
All right. All right. Hey, Al, there's still hope, buddy.
I mean, do you think that's like Marilyn to her is like my little Wayne?
I think,
it's kind of my real, I don't know if I...
Like
I
the naughty
I do.
Side of you.
I do love this song.
Yeah.
This is a good workout.
Marilyn Manson is different, but... I see it. I could see where she's going with it. Let's go with Josh. Josh, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We're talking freebies, free passes. If you're in a relationship, which you are, right, Josh?
Yeah, I'm married, man.
All right. Who's your free pass?
Jenna.
Jenna? Hey, hey Jenna.
I'm so hungry this morning. I'm eating a mini wheat. Does that change how you feel?
What turns you on with Jenna? What does Jenna do to turn you on?
Yeah, just everything, man. She likes sports and all that.
Yeah, that's hot.
Pretty beautiful, too.
Then why does my personal life and real life suck, Josh?
Jenna wants to ask you something, Josh.
You can't handle it?
No, that was not real. Okay, Josh.
All right.
Have a great day, buddy.
I like sports.
You too, bye.
You want to be Josh's free pass? Somebody, you take anything at this
somebody,
point?
Somebody. I don't care.
That's what you get for asking, Al.
We only have one. And this was your idea, Al. I just want to remind you this.
Yeah, I know.
We have one more call, apparently.
All right. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Michelle, it's a girl, so that's good for you, Al.
Yeah.
Michelle, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes, I've been married for 5 years.
Okay. And do you have a freebie, or is this your husband?
No, yes, I do, and it was you, JC, for a long time, and then I saw a picture of your wife, and I had to take you off my list.
Why is that?
Because she's so hot, or what?
Okay, so JC is very hot, yes. He's very cute. Watched him on your guys' live stream and everything. He can take off his shirt anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a picture of your wife, and she is just, you know, I can go against whoever Matthew McConaughey's with or whatever that's famous, but your wife is just too perfect.
She is. I definitely reached, Michelle.
Hold on, we're going to have to take a break. JC's head doesn't fit in the room anymore.
Yeah. What? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do, Kelly?
Standing. Straighten it up, JC.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, you're going
to
fall over, dude. Head leaning to the side.
What do you want me to do?
Nothing. Well, that concludes our bit.
No, we have one more.
We
had one last one come in.
That's good.
Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, yes. Yeah, take Bubba.
Well, hold on. I want Kelly to fall over as well.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Philip.
Hey, what's going on?
Who is your free pass, Philip?
You know what? It is Kelly.
Oh, thank you, Philip. Is this Philip with two L's?
I do. I do spell with two L's, yes.
Oh, you're not
it's
that
not
Philip.
Our,
okay.
It's a different Philip.
One L sucks, yeah.
Why is Kelly your free pass, Philip?
Kelly... And I'm Hispanic also, as a matter of fact, because you mentioned something about the Latin guys or whatever. Mm-hmm. But
of course.
It's this.
Oh, you Mexican.
Mira, creo que son sus labios.
See?
You have an amazing, your lips are just beautiful. You're just gorgeous. And I've been a fan for years and years and years. Mm. And
tell him the truth, Kelly.
Well, no. I don't want to ruin his fantasy. Well, thank you, Philip, with two L's.
Hey.
You're very welcome.
Hey, sus labios no son de ella, Philip.
Hmm?
Perdón?
No son de ella sus labios.
Que no son bellos, claro. Que
no,
son
no,
bellos.
Son pero bellos, no. Pero no son sus labios de ella, no son naturales.
Oh, shut up, JC.
Pero el corazón es natural.
Yeah, there you go.
I heard natural.
He's mad at me because I was making fun of his overinflated ego.
It's not overinflated.
So he's trying to ruin it for me and Philip.
Tengas un buen día, Philip.
Adios, amigo.
Thank you, Philippe.
Look at Kelly getting the Latin men all hot and bothered.
Black men and Latin men,
you know
love
what I mean?
Me.
That's awesome.
All right.
What's next?
So Jenna's gotten two. Yeah, I've gotten two. Kelly's gotten two.
I'm going to write me a love letter to Kelly right quick.
We have one miraculous call that just came in.
Oh, is it my mother?
Never mind. Hey, Bubba.
That was bad.
Bubba.
Hey,
Bubba.
What's going on, Bubba?
Oh, man, it's all going good. I want to tell you about my freebie.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm a good old Southern boy. I love sweet tea. So who do you think my freebie is?
Yeah, Kelly Raspberry.
Say Kelly Raspberry, right?
Me.
Yeah, right?
Heck no, man. I've been married to a woman for 16 years. I'm going to turn the other cheek, baby. I'm going to get me a black man and go Big Al.
Thank you, Bubba.
And there you go.
I love you, Bubba. Thank you, brother.
You know, that's how you got to roll sometimes, folks.
Oh my God.
Thank you,
I
Bubba.
Like Bubba.
You come on by, we'll have a beer and kick it anytime you want.
No, what do you mean by kick it?
Kick it.
Hang out.
You like Blake Shelton,
yeah,
Bubba?
I'll come, babe, but you will introduce me to Kelly, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
There's always a hidden agenda.
Yeah, absolutely, brother. If that's what it takes, that's what it takes.
Thanks for being on Big Al's list.
Thanks, Bubba.
Him on yours.
Love right. you guys. Shout out Kelly, South Carolina.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Thank you, Bubba.
What part of what part of South Carolina are you from, Bubba?
We all live in Beaufort.
Beaufort.
Good spot, Kelly?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
There you go.
Well, what part of South Carolina isn't?
It's all beautiful. Bubba, have a wonderful day, man. Thank you for calling.
Take care, guys. Love the show.
All right.
Thank you, Bubba.
Love you.
Yours.
There you go.
All right.
You got Bubba.
Me and Bubba.
Kelly, you ready for
that
some?
Made my throat not hurt anymore.
Good.
That was so fun. No, it still hurts, honestly.
Oh, man. Yeah, I made it.
Sorry, yeah.
Cut out. There you go.
I'm on Bubba's list.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
CrossFit.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I feel like she can give advice just based on that. Yes, Clark writes that CrossFit's ruining his relationship. This is just a girlfriend who's become a nutcase. When we met, I knew she wanted to lose some weight and get in shape, so I was super supportive. But man, was I wrong. I had no idea I was supporting a crazy person. She basically went from being okay, a class here and there, watching what she ate, now militant. Crossing over into my life, portioning my meals, counting my calories. If I stay the night at her place, I wake up to a blender making a smoothie at some ridiculous hour. She won't stay at my place because it ruins her routine. Basically, CrossFit's ruining his life. So he's asking what he can do to try and get her to find a happy medium.
I don't know. I think eventually the passion for CrossFit does wane some because I had a friend married to somebody who got real passionate about it, and it caused serious stress in the marriage. Especially because they suddenly start looking down on you and your bad behavior and your poor choices.
I've heard this before.
I don't know. It's just something that if I can do it, everybody can do it.
I'll tell you what it is. It's because I work out a lot and do different stuff with CrossFit. And sorry to interrupt you, Kelly. What I've learned, it's such a competitive form of exercise that people are doing things for time. So when you're in the class, it's very competitive with other people in the class. And I think more so than just working out at the gym. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that it's like an addiction.
I have found the intensity level does die down. So if you can survive to that point, congratulations. It's not always that intense.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, but there's also people aren't meant to be together when they have two different goals. I mean, that's what dating's about, is weeding out who you don't want to marry. So just because you're dating someone doesn't mean you're in a lifelong commitment. If this isn't working for you, say, you might need to rattle her a little bit and say, you know, if you can't come to a place where we can be comfortable with your, I mean, I support you and everything, but this is becoming obsessive and fanatical, then I'm going to have to take a break from this relationship. And that might be enough to snap her out of it a little bit.
Yeah, it's
there's
okay
got
to
be a happy medium.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you should be healthy and you should do it together. But when it becomes offensive.
Yeah.
It's a deal breaker for me. And I'm really into fitness. If someone's obsessed with CrossFit like this,
that's a cult. It becomes like a cult.
No.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband is losing his hair, and for whatever reason, he started wearing a hairpiece.
Oh.
I'd rather walk around with half bald guy than him with his stupid man wig. He's obviously really self-conscious about this whole thing, so I don't know how to go about approaching the subject without totally hurting his feelings or offending him in the worst way ever. He's going to have a negative feeling no matter how it goes, whether it's embarrassed or offended or whatever. So what's the best bad choice? To go into it laughing, be sensitive. I can't decide the best way to approach this. Cecily.
I think maybe during your sexy times that, you know, I'm trying to keep it clean. During sexy time with your husband, I'm assuming he would take it off then. Just go on and on about how sexy you think he is without it.
Okay.
Just really play up his ego. It's like, honey, I'm telling you, this is it for me. I love you looking like this. And just every chance you get when he's not wearing it, say something to compliment him. Because men respond to compliments. Yeah. Even if they know they're not coming from a genuine place sometimes, men need to be complimented.
Yep.
And so that's what I would do. It is hard for some men. I love a man who is bald and rocking it.
Thank you, baby.
Who cares? You know, that when I first moved to Dallas 21 years ago, I met a bald man. And I love that.
Like
man.
All bald, or he had the
bald,
just all gone.
Bald.
But like, look at what Al did when his girlfriend said she loves Common.
Oh yeah,
and he draws his
bald.
Beard in. So compliment. Talk about hot celebrities that are bald.
Yeah, just compliment him every time you see him balding, and say, "Oh, honey,
yeah,
what's so hot."
What do guys do with it when they're not using the hairpiece when they're not wearing it? Does it sit on
like
a wig?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like play hide the hairpiece.
On the shelf.
Well, what do women do when they're not wearing theirs? They keep hairpieces in shoe boxes and things like that.
No, yeah, you brush it out and you put it somewhere in the closet.
But it really is hard for some guys.
It is. Well, I mean, we struggle with it. We do the comb over or we do, you know, whatever and try and camouflage it. I just embraced it. You know, it runs in my family. So my dad's bald on the top. Even Corey's, my son, his hairline is kind of starting to recede. And I just started embracing it. That's me. So, I don't know.
Yeah, you got to embrace it because if you let it get to you, then it's going to.
Yeah.
And women love, just like men say they love a confident woman, we love a confident man.
That's it. Yeah.
And that's it. You can be the fattest, little shortest guy in the room and your bald head. But you walk in and you own that room.
Boom.
There's something about that man.
Yeah.
You want to be with
him.
I'm telling you.
Confidence is sexier than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 17 and I've been dating the same guy at my school for about a year and a half now. He's really hot.
Yeah,
and lots of the girls like it.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky you.
The thing is that he knows he's hot and he loves to take selfies. Like a lot of selfies. He probably takes at least 15 per day.
Ew. This is a guy?
Yes.
JC, shout out.
No.
That's more
I take zero a day.
That's more selfies than I've taken in the last month. And it seems weird to me. All of my friends like the pictures he posts,
of
and
course.
It freaks me out because I know they look at them before they go home and get ready for bed, whatever. Okay, he's my boyfriend. And it makes me so jealous and weirded out that these people are looking at the guy that I kiss every day.
Oh, God.
Don't save that, by the way.
Save that.
He says they're just pictures and I'm making too big of a deal about it. But if it's no big deal, why does he have to post so many of them? Am I making too big of a deal about it? Or should I be freaked out that he loves all of the attention that he gets from so many girls? It's from Madison.
Well, Madison, this is the guy you're dating. He's showing you who he is. He's telling you who he is. He's not going to change. Now it's up to you to decide if you want to be with someone like that. And that's what dating's about.
15.
It's not about changing the other person to be who you want.
No.
It's about accepting them for who they are.
Yeah.
And if that's your deal breaker, his ego is out of control and all your friends are loving on him and liking his pictures, if that bothers you, then that's not the guy for you.
Right.
But imagine, like, most girls want to date a guy from, like, One Direction or somebody that's famous.
And can you imagine the pressure those girls, those girlfriends have to go through?
I don't think I could do it.
Look at it in this side. You have the guy everybody wants. That's cool.
You have to be such a secure girlfriend.
Yeah, but you
got to
be secure, man, and, you know.
And know that he's coming back to you. But your boy's ego is out of control.
15 selfies a day, that's not normal.
Yeah. It's not normal for a guy to do that. There are, you know, I'm sure guys go through phases where they're feeling awkward and insecure, and they need the feedback that you're hot and stuff. But if he's doing this long, but, you know, you don't ask him to change. You just decide if this isn't the behavior I appreciate, and I'm going to find someone else who doesn't take selfies and move on.
He'll grow out of the selfie stage.
He'll be on you so hot if you dump him because his ego can't handle that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You dump him because of his selfies, he's going to be begging you back.
That's the truth, Madison.
But he's still going to be taking selfies.
Let him take them, but let it be with the next girl. You just have to decide for yourself what you're willing to tolerate. Boys and
guys.
Girls.
I didn't know straight guys would take that many selfies.
Some straight guys do.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of straight guys that do.
Relationship is finding somebody that you can put up with their stuff and they can put up with your stuff. That's it. That's the bottom line. Then hopefully you fall in love. If not, you can still put up with them and they can put up with you. Boom.
That's deep, Al. Thank you.
Thank you. It's relationship advice with Big Al.
Thank you. I should have just let you take it today.
That was Love Letters to Kelly featuring Big Al Mack.
Thank you.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly and have us read it next Wednesday, you can go to kidnation.com. That's KIDDnation.com. Write it. We read them, and we try to, Kelly tries her best to fix it.
Solve your love queries.
Just like that.
Right, JC?
That's right.
What seems to be your query, lady?
Thank you, Leon Phelps.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, yeah, Jenna forgot, huh?
Come on, Jenna.
Oh, I forgot.
Somebody should have given her a heads up.
She said it this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I did say this morning. I got my pen out, and I started writing, and then I totally forgot.
Oh, okay.
Next one.
This is why you have to watch Kid TV. Go to kidtv.com, because Jenna's face went blank.
Oh, my gosh.
When she realized she had to do
that. I know, because yesterday I was like, I'm out of raps. So I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
I'm out. My raps hadn't been funny. It sucks. So I was like, dang, let me pass the torch.
Uh-huh. Is that what you were doing? You were leading her into her rap?
Yeah, I was like,
I even had a note written down this morning, like, I need to listen to one of Al's old ones to see how it goes.
All right, how about this? If you didn't get in this hour, don't worry. We're going to play Beat the Bank again in 1 hour. Jenna, maybe you'll have one.
I got it. Okay.
Okay, Jenna, okay. We'll do one next hour.
She's got it. All right.
Okay. And Al, you'll lead her in again.
Yeah,
that'd
sure.
be fun.
Sure.
Everybody say hello to Rachel Avera. How you doing this
Rachel?
Morning?
Oh,
Rachel.
My God.
New car 13,
dead.
Rachel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is perfect. Yeah. I like your energy already.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, shaking right now.
Oh, my goodness. What do you do, Rachel?
I can't even talk right now. I'm a sixth grade social studies teacher.
Awesome. Oh, what are we learning today?
We are learning about Australia and the Outback.
Of course.
Oh, right. Basically, it's just the kids looking at the clock. When are we getting out? Summer's here.
Yeah, right.
It must be so hard this time of year.
Exactly the truth.
Yeah. They've checked out already, huh?
Rachel, is it true that the British used to send the criminals to Australia, and so most of the people at the beginning in Australia were criminals?
Yes, they do, and they still celebrate like their history of them being criminals and prisoners.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I did not know that.
Sorry. Yeah.
I learned something too today. You know what? I love learning stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't want to learn too much.
Just a little bit, Al.
You got to ease into learning,
yeah,
Al.
Yeah.
All right, Rachel. Well, we'll get you all set up here. You're halfway there to winning the money. The next step is getting
in. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
The next step is getting inside the bank vault. We'll throw dollar amounts your way. When you think it's gone as high as it's going to go, which it changes every single time, you yell stop for us, okay?
Okay.
And even if it's $1,000, because if it closes, you will get nothing. We don't want that because your energy is on point, and we want to hear that scream when you win your money.
And I want to win $1,000.
All right, Rachel.
We want you to.
We'll see how it goes for you. You ready to play?
Yes.
She's ready. Let's play Beat the Bank. Good luck, Rachel.
$170. $240. $280. $350. $410. $520. $580.
Stop.
Oh, Kelly!
What? Is that my fault?
You're getting all nervous.
Oh.
What is my fault?
I know, I was getting nervous too.
$580, Rachel. There you are.
Yeah, you are. I know. We started getting super nervous. When we get in the 500s, we're like, when's this thing going to close?
Yeah. See how fun her class must be.
Are you the cool teacher, Rachel?
I am. I actually am a cool teacher. The kids teach me how to do all the dance moves, and they're like, do the whip.
I could already tell. You're so cool.
What's the name of your school?
Travis Middle School in Irving.
All right, Travis Middle School, shout out to 6th grade social studies.
Yeah,
your teacher. Don't be asking your teacher to borrow $20 this morning just because she won.
Yeah, she doesn't have it yet.
Pizza party at the end of the year.
Hey, Rachel, just for fun, let's see how far the banker takes it this time, okay?
Okay.
Let's check it out.
620.
Yeah, you're still good.
Oh, man.
690.
Oh.
700.
Ooh.
740.
Ooh. Oh.
100.
You know what? That's not bad, girl. You did very well, Rachel.
Yeah. No shame in it. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much.
In Australia now, tell her how much you won again.
You won $580, Sheila.
Well done.
My name's not Sheila. What?
Right, that's what you call the ladies in Australia.
Oh, I know.
Right? Is that right, Rachel?
Yeah.
Sheila. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up, okay? There's Rachel right there winning $580 with Beat the Bank. We'll play again in 1 hour.
Nice.
Real quick, we have that haircut challenge.
Oh, boy.
We got to get to that real quick because...
This inspired by you and the marvelous job you did cutting your son's hair.
Yeah, an unfortunate event took place last week when I attempted to cut my son's hair.
Mm-hmm.
I screwed up, and now it's fixed, but he was looking like he was wearing a toupee at the top of the head because I didn't know how to blend it in. So, that got us to thinking, why don't we do a haircut challenge amongst ourselves? You already know my skills.
I'm going to do something kind of different. Maybe I'll do a fade.
Like, yeah.
maybe a high top fade, but kind of off to the left.
Depends on what you have to work with.
Well, that's true. That's true.
We're narrowing it down, but just to get you in the mood for this haircut challenge, there's a story that came out. How do you know you got a bad haircut?
Look in the mirror.
So this lady went for a haircut just ahead of Mother's Day at a student salon, okay. And she came home half scalped.
This is no type of. Is this a style?
She went to the Empire Beauty School in Center City last Friday morning for a Mother's Day weekend cut and style. About midway through the process, it became clear something was wrong. Very, very wrong.
I asked for a mirror, which I was refused. They told me I did not want to see it.
Deborah says there were bare spots on her scalp. She says a supervisor rushed over with a container of dye.
And she's trying to dye in the holes.
Needless to say, the folks in charge of the school did not charge Deborah for the haircut.
Good.
They offered to give her a free cut next time in.
No.
No.
No. Not willing to take that chance?
No.
No.
Yeah, that's what I never understood, really. I mean, it's one thing if the color's slightly off what you want.
Right,
and it's
right.
Like, that's if when I've gotten a bad color or hair job, I've never said, okay, I want the same person to give me the free fix.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we were
Why
not going
to. Why would I want you to do it again?
We'll probably not get repeat customers.
No.
Is that suable? I mean, I guess anything is suable.
No, bad haircut. It depends on if they injure you.
Yeah,
I remember I went because my girlfriend used to always go to the beauty college to get her cut and color because the kids need practice.
And it's
practice,
cheap. I used to do that, too.
And it's very cheap. Well, I was a child of the 80s and early 90s when we got our hair permed. And I decided to cut corners and go to the beauty college to get a perm. Worst mistake of my life.
What happened?
They could not get the comb through my hair. The girl finally handed me the comb and said, here, see if you can do it. It was
it
so
got that
bad.
Knotted
it
up?
Fried my hair. It was awful.
Oh
it was
goodness.
Awful. And it took for and all this hair.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was a mess.
Oh
it was a mess.
Goodness.
So, you know, they have to practice on people.
Yeah, they do. Well, get ready because next week we will be cutting some hair.
Maybe I get a hot comb. I remember going to my mama's house.
Oh, you could burn somebody's hair off.
Had a hot comb sitting down in the oven, had a kitchen chair, dining room chair sitting right there. I'm going to take the hot comb and I'd have an afro. My hair would go from like 1 inch to 4 inches in like an hour.
Yeah.
But don't get it wet.
Yeah. What happens if you got it wet?
Draw up. Draw up, man. Couldn't get in the pool. Well, not that we had a pool.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Rachel Avera, who won $580.
Yes, you did.
The cool social studies teacher that everybody wants to have. We'll play again in about 30 minutes.
Got bigger fish to fry right now.
Yes.
Tracy.
Last night, before we get into this, we have Reality Steve in studio.
Yes, we do.
He is. Would you say you're the most hated person in the Bachelor and Bachelorette series?
I'm not well liked, unfortunately.
Well, just because you blow everything or what?
Well, jeez, Jenna.
He blows the end of the season, yes, all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, you childish.
They don't appreciate what I do publicly. Privately, they love what I do because
okay.
It brings them attention.
Yeah.
Most importantly, why did you block Kelly Raspberry on Twitter?
You know, I just realized this when I was talking to Robert. You got hacked. And that when that was all going on, I was seeing all this stuff on your account, and I just blocked it.
I figured that's what it was.
I didn't even realize that until I literally heard you talking this morning.
I tried to reach out to you last night via Twitter, and I was blocked.
I totally forgot to unblock you. I'm sorry about that.
I don't even care about it. I know this is going to be the most shocking season ever. All I wanted to know was what happens with Britt and Brody, or is it Britt and Brady?
Brady.
Brady?
Brady.
Yeah. Britt and Brady. That's all I cared about, and I looked to you, and I couldn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I leave this interview, I'll unblock you.
Thank you.
I didn't realize
my
that.
My ego will be satisfied.
So what did happen to Britt?
Well, we need to build up to that. That was the big finale.
Because last night was episode 2 in the 2-part series of the season premiere of The Bachelorette. And it was the first time ever we had 2 Bachelorettes, Steve.
Correct.
And the guys went in and they put roses in their boxes. And whoever got the most roses got to stay.
Now, Chris Harrison said it was very close. Do you know how close it was?
One of the executive producers of the show last night tweeted, whether or not this is true or not, but he tweeted it and said both girls finished in double digits.
Okay, that's good.
So
that's close.
And there's 24 guys at that point.
We know that Drunk Ryan did not vote, according to them.
He threw the rose across the
room.
So
that means there's only 2 possible outcomes. It was
13-11
uh-huh. or 14-10 if they both had double digits.
Yeah.
And by the way, fun fact about the drunk guy from the first episode.
Yeah, JC's convinced this guy was a plant.
No. He He's not.
He's not?
He dated Nikki.
Let the guy that spoiled it tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's Ryan is Nikki's ex-boyfriend. Nikki from Juan Pablo
Ryan
season. The
is
one that Nikki,
Nikki's ex. Okay.
Nikki was dating him on and off for a couple of years before she went on Juan Pablo season.
How about that?
That's
that
her
crazy?
Ex-boyfriend. Yeah.
So he just, you know, found out about the franchise and wanted to be a part of it. But he legitimately
exactly.
was that drunk. It wasn't staged. He wasn't trying to get
no,
publicity.
No, he was hammered.
Drunk.
Yeah. He really? They really he got loaded up and just couldn't handle his alcohol.
First one ever to get kicked off for being drunk.
Yeah. I don't remember that ever happening that way.
And there's
yeah.
been drunk ones.
And there's drunk ones on the first night. We always see it every season. And it's usually someone just slurring their words or saying stupid stuff. But apparently what we saw on Monday wasn't even close. Like, it got way more inappropriate. He was saying a lot more inappropriate things around right. Caitlin, around Britt.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
So they were trying to actually save him from himself by not showing the really bad
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. The best part of it, and you guys probably talked about it yesterday, was in the pool, him taking a full header, yet not spilling one thing out
yeah.
of his beer. Kept his beer
well,
as
that.
He falls sideways, was able to keep his beer without spilling. That was impressive.
That's the one thing I'll give him credit for.
Oh,
he
yeah.
kept, he kept his
Good
beer
job, Ryan.
Above. So last night, The Bachelor kicked it off and let us know right off the bat who won the rose ceremony
it's be
with the guys.
Or,
yeah. yeah, so here is Chris Harrison trying to be really, really sentimental while talking to Britt.
Britt, unfortunately, you're not going to be the Bachelorette.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Sorry, that's like sinking in.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
No, it's not your fault at all, of course. Wow.
Obviously, you made an impression. The vote was very close.
Okay. I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
Can I walk you out?
Sure, yes, please.
That was quick.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. He kind of built that up a little bit, and then they talk a little bit more.
I'm surprised.
So you heard Chris Harrison say, unfortunately, Britt, you're not the Bachelorette.
And you think the producers are happy that it went with Caitlin? Because obviously, based on the previews, she's going to be scandalous.
Yeah, I think it was kind of known going in because they take public opinion and social media into account. And I don't know if you remember at the end of Chris's season, the last four Bachelorettes, Dez, Andy, Allie, Emily, were all tweeting, I'm Team Caitlin, I'm Team Caitlin. They weren't going to cast a girl that, by the end of Chris's season, people were kind of thinking that Britt was too much of an actress.
Yeah.
Kind of phony. Uh-huh. And Caitlin was this, you know, girl next door who was spunky yeah. and was very vivacious and cracked a lot of jokes and was more of the everyday girl as opposed to Britt, who came across as a little bit phony to people.
Yeah, they're really trying to build her up as this confident girl mm-hmm. who's sure of herself. And
but she didn't seem so sure.
Selling it.
Yeah.
yeah.
We're
chatting with Reality Steve from RealitySteve.com who...
is going to unblock me today on Twitter. Yeah. That first order of business.
What do you get your into? I mean, I guess you can't tell us. But how deep into the show is your person, your contact?
There's so many people that, I mean, the site has gotten to the point where, like, Monday rolls around. Like, for the last 2 months while the show was filming, I was spoiling stuff as it was happening. But the traffic to my site is a tenth of what it is. But come Monday,
Yeah,
May 18th. Mm-hmm. Here they all come
Boom.
Rolling in.
I went yesterday. Yeah.
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
they know. It's like, oh, I visually see the Bachelor's on tonight. Let me go to that guy who spoils the show. Let me see what he has.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
it's gotten to that point where I think a lot of people just want to tell me stuff, and
yeah.
that's what
yeah.
it's turned into. It's a lot of crowdsourcing.
They want to be a part of it. Now you just heard that Britt got sent home. This is Chris Harrison again saying,
Britt,
unfortunately,
you're not going to be the Bachelorette.
I'm thinking Chris Harrison has a crush on Britt because listen to how he broke the news to Caitlin.
I counted the votes. And unfortunately, Caitlin, I had to send Britt home. You're going to be the Bachelorette.
Oh, my God. I feel wrong, like, being that excited.
It's okay. I understand. You should be excited. She's fine. She took it really good.
Is Chris Harrison just heartbroken over this, Steve?
I just love the Seacrest thing that he pulled there with
yeah.
the unfortunately. I was waiting for him to say, we'll tell you after this commercial break.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
unfortunately, we're stuck with you.
isn't that backhanded, Kelly?
Yeah.
yeah.
Unfortunately, Britt went home, so we're stuck with you.
Ryan Seacrest pulls that crap on American
sure.
Idol, too.
Yeah.
They try
well,
to trip it, but Chris
that's
hasn't
right.
mastered it.
Yeah. No, it's... Anyway. I think they all knew, like I said... I don't even know if I believe the votes were both double digits. I just
right.
knew that Caitlin was going to get this gig. Uh-huh. Yeah. The Brit thing was literally done because we've never seen it before. They just wanted to change up the first night, and that's really all it is. I mean, after, you know, we're going to get into the Brit and Brady stuff, but they just wanted to change up the first night because the first episode every season is the same thing. Intro, limo entrances, cocktail party, rose ceremony, done. There's just anything interesting. This was different.
My mother, who says, she's not watched in years. The only reason she tuned in was because this has never been done before, and she was so angry. You mean I've got to watch another night to find out who they pick?
Now, normally when I hear Chris Harrison say this is going to be the most controversial season of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, I go, there's Chris lying to us again.
Yeah.
This year looks to be true, huh?
Yeah, this is different. It's something we haven't seen, and you know, the biggest thing last night's episode was pretty tame.
Yeah, because, it was boring.
Everything that happened in the last night's episode literally happened in the last 10 minutes. Rose ceremony because the cocktail party, nothing happened. It was just guys
mingling, trying to get in,
guys that didn't vote for her saying, hey, you know, I didn't vote for you, but want to be on and whatever. But she definitely. Puts herself out there this season.
Let's take a listen to the season preview of what's coming up in this season's Bachelorette.
Hard for me to admit it, but we had sex.
Don't talk to me. You knew what you did with you see smoke, there's obviously a fire somewhere.
You even realize how you're making us feel.
I don't care what people say or think. This is a marriage, and part of that is intimacy.
I don't question his intentions. I question your intentions. I feel like you're here to make out with a bunch of dudes on TV.
How the do I get out of this place?
Is he getting in the car?
Looks like a symphony.
That doesn't make me a bad person.
Steve, how early in the season does she make this mistake she speaks of?
It's before the fantasy suites.
Yeah.
So this is like the first, I mean, we all kind of assume every season, you're usually not wrong, that the lead will sleep with
somebody,
at least a couple people in the fantasy suites, if not all three.
At least she's being honest about it.
She, this season, sleeps with somebody before the fantasy suites.
All right, then.
And tells the other guys.
They made it look like they chased the man naked from the room.
That's the way they edited it to
make it look.
Uh-huh.
Why would she... Look, I get it. Like you said, she's going to be slut-shamed the whole season, but this happens, and she says, you know, intimacy is an important part of a marriage, so I honestly don't see anything wrong with it, but why would she tell all the guys?
I think because...
They want drama.
She probably felt guilty about it.
Why, though? Just own it. If that's you and you want to test the waters before you, you know, choose one of these guys, because why does she feel guilty?
I think maybe it's because of the format of the show that technically save that until the fantasy suite. Why do it beforehand when you still have numerous other guys left as opposed to just fantasy suites usually down to three?
Yeah.
I love this, though, because guys do this all the time with no shame, and it's just like for a girl to do it, and then these guys are crying, feeling betrayed. Like, I was dating you. It's like, guys on this show are the type of guys that have done this to girls all the time.
And we've said this before. It's because guys are visual. So once you find out this girl that you're trying to date and possibly marry has hooked up with one of the guys you're sharing a house with, once you found out she has been with him,
it's ruined
for them.
So the guy they bring back.
Nick.
Was there a connection between Nick and Caitlin? Why would they just bring back a random bachelor from a previous season?
He was very flirtatious with her on social media. If you look at his tweets before, like during Chris's season, like very pro Caitlin. When it was announced there was two bachelorettes, he said, for my money, Caitlin hands down would be the best bachelorette. All the while, Nick and Caitlin were talking off screen. Mm-hmm. I was told they never met before the show, but they FaceTimed all the time.
Okay.
Oh.
No different than a lot of other contestants that contact former contestants on this show, and they talk, and some hook up, and some
end up dating.
And some end up dating.
And this guy's from Andy's season, the lawyer.
He got dumped on the finale. Yeah, he got dumped on the finale of Andy's season.
And this is a pretty famous scene from that season. Here's Nick getting dumped and asking what happened.
If I felt like I was in love with you, I would have said that. And that's why I was very careful not to say that.
Knowing how in love with you I was, if you weren't in love with me, I'm just not sure why you made love with me. I don't...
Mm. Let me just get that out there.
First of all, I think that's kind of below the belt.
Very below the belt.
That's why I had to say it really fast to get out.
Yeah.
Why would you make love with me?
So he's probably not going to be happy if Caitlin hooks up with dudes.
Unless he's the one.
So, unless he's the one.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of people are thinking it's him.
Because they've already had the chemistry there.
Reality, Steve.
Yeah.
On The Bachelor, every season they have one, maybe two black guys.
Yeah.
You can never kick the black guy off the first week because that makes you racist. So
it's true.
It kind of does. So this year they have three brothers.
Yeah.
So we know we're in for at least 3 weeks. I mean, there will be at least one brother on the show for at least 3 weeks.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, this isn't a huge spoiler, but two brothers don't get eliminated in the same week. So, yeah, there will be.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're all eliminated in different weeks is what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, we make it.
But they don't win. I'll tell you that. They don't win.
Oh, man.
But we will get 3 weeks of it.
Yeah. Yeah, we got 3 weeks of brothers on The Bachelorette, so at least.
And now that this is what Kelly cared most about because she was more on the Brit side.
I don't care. Caitlin just does not intrigue me at all.
Last night, one of the guys left.
Yes.
Brady
said, I voted for Brit. My heart, I want to pursue Brit.
And I respect that.
And Chris Harrison said, I'm going to help you out with that. And I really thought he was going to lead him immediately to Brit. I thought maybe she was in the wings. It was going to happen right then and there. But no, it had to wait to the next day to set up the camera crew in her hotel, yeah. I guess.
So Kelly wants to know what happens between Britt and Brady, the musician from Nashville, I believe.
Yeah, from Nashville.
Used to be a baseball player.
Used to be a baseball player, played for University of Arkansas. They're still dating.
That's great.
Really?
Right?
Yeah. And we're going to get updates. This is the one thing I don't know in terms of how much of the show. I mean, this is Caitlin's season. She's the Bachelorette, right. But they are going to
update us
on Britt and Brady's relationship. But on realitysteve.com over the last couple months, I've had exclusive pictures of them together, once in Nashville meeting his friends, once they were down in San Diego hanging out together. So they are still together
as we speak.
And we're going to get I don't think it's going to be every episode, but, you know, I don't program the show. I have no idea how they're going to play it, but they are going to show it.
Well, if the audience reacts to it, they'll add more.
Yeah, and that's the other thing.
At least he stayed true to what he said. He was interested in Brit.
Yeah.
He left.
Brent's going over here. Hey, y'all, I'm going over here. I'm not going to just change who I'm interested in for the sake of being on TV. I'm actually going to go pursue the girl that I was interested in.
And it worked for him.
Now, let's be honest. Nothing on this show happens spontaneously or organically. So this was obviously something that... Once Caitlin was announced as the Bachelorette, I'm sure they pulled him aside and said, look, we know you're here for Brit. How about we do this with you? And he agreed to it because this wasn't spontaneous.
You're assuming this, though.
No.
This was what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Why do you guys still believe after this like 50 seasons
you
of the show?
You spoiler, Steve.
Well, I mean, this is what happens on this show. He did not just automatically on his own decide I'm gonna go date. Like, he told the producers, like, look, this is what I want to do, or they, you know, they come to him and say, and he agrees to it.
Okay.
Now their relationship is going to be a lot more realistic than Caitlin's on this show, because Britt and Brady aren't dating on camera. There'll be some of their dates that were probably filmed, but the pictures that I have of them in Nashville and San Diego, there were not cameras with them that day. So these two are having a normal off-camera relationship.
So they've got a real shot.
They have an actual shot.
How many? Unlike Farmer Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, is he broken up?
They are so done.
I mean, she was at the finale last night. I mean,
for show.
Yeah, probably for show. I give them. I don't think Caitlin's finale is on July 27th. Uh-huh. I don't think Chris and Whitney. I'm setting the over/under at that date. They'll be broken up. Officially broken up by that time.
Would your inside sources tell you that Farmer Chris has gone Hollywood on us?
He has to. Like, when you've had that experience, when you've had the taste of The Bachelorette and then becoming The Bachelor and then going on Dancing with the Stars.
You're Hollywood.
You're Hollywood. And why would you? He can say all he wants about this is my life. I've always been a farmer. This is what I do. But when you've had that taste and been basically waited on hand and foot by Hollywood execs for 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me that you're really going to go back to that for the rest of your life.
Well, the farm is for sale, by the way.
Who's taking care of the farm animals?
Right? Oh, man.
Who's making corn?
Yeah.
Chris did. And I make corn. So apparently there's going to be a corn shortage very soon.
Look for the rising.
And if you want to spoil it and you're like me and you don't really care about watching every week, Reality Steve has a great blog, and I was able to read all the highlights and spoilers yesterday.
You already know who won, Jenna.
Including... how it ends.
Yeah.
And you're 100% sure this person wins?
Jenna has a
good
answer.
Jenna
has a great answer. It's all the spoilers.
I can't go to your site because I don't want to be.
See, now based on that, I think nobody wins. how it ends is not the same as who wins.
I don't want to know anything. I do not want to know anything.
Don't think. React.
But let's just say it's juicy. So spoil it for yourself if you want or watch.
Juicy ending.
Caitlin ends up with Britt.
How many weeks do I have to wait to get the...
The finale is July 27th.
July 27th.
So 11 weeks.
Kelly, just read it.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't want to.
Yeah. By the way, Chris Harrison was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. And they asked him what, Steve, you were telling me off?
Oh, yeah. They asked him, apparently, if he's ever hooked up with any contestants. And he said no, which is a flat-out lie.
He lied in the fifth.
He lied on the plea the fifth?
I will say this. I didn't see it. Someone emailed me, so unless they misheard it, he apparently said no on the show.
Lying, right?
Wow.
And Chris Harrison's going to be here tomorrow.
Here
in our studio?
He's got his book signing up in Frisco tomorrow at Barnes & Noble.
He
came here before, and then he lied to us, and that was it.
Yeah.
Don't lie to our faces.
He lied to your faces? What did he say?
I don't remember.
I remember the lie. I remember being mad that
he lied. It was something about who the next...
Was it
who they were considering for the next Bachelor or something?
Oh, okay.
But he lied to us, Steve. The website is realitysteve.com if you want to read his blog, if you want to get the spoilers and find out who wins, if you want to follow along with each episode. Steve's got your back.
What book is Chris Harrison writing?
The good
How to Cheat on
he
Your
wrote,
Wife
He wrote
and
a romance novel.
Oh, I won't read that crap.
I'm
call
sorry.
It a breakup because it's broken.
Yeah. Always a pleasure, Steve.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Here we go, Jenna.
There you go. Take it.
Beat the bag in the vault. Test your luck. Get a massage. Good bang for your buck. Gotta yell stop before it shuts. Al can give you a free haircut.
There you go. All right.
There you go.
Whispering is hard. I didn't even practice whispering.
Whispering is hard.
Yeah, okay.
Hard.
There you go. That's over a commercial break.
Yeah. Big Al Max said he ran out of rhymes.
I ran out of rhymes, man. Yeah.
So I get it.
Funny ones.
You passed the torch off to Jenna this time.
I don't know why I volunteered for that. All right.
That's good.
We asked for call number 25 because that's the number Jenna liked. And Brooke Amesqua, that is you.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. How are y'all this morning?
We're doing
good.
Great.
You sound like you're at work already.
Yes, I am. I told my doctor, I said, can I take a quick 10-minute break, please?
So your doctor?
Yes, I'm a receptionist for a cancer clinic.
Oh, okay.
And so I told him, I said, I listen to Kid Craddock every morning. Can I try this morning? And he said yes.
How about
that? Look at that.
Oh, wow.
That's a great boss.
You have to break that doctor off a couple of dollars if you win some money.
Oh, no.
Yeah, is he covering for you right now so the doctor's answering his own calls?
He's actually at my desk right now listening to the radio.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Hi, Doc.
What's up, Doctor?
Hello, Doctor. What's up?
Hopefully this goes well for you.
All right.
All right, Brooke. Besides working at the doctor's office, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, well, I am a receptionist, of course, and I'm married. I have two fur babies, Fez and Blanca. They're two little Yorkies.
Aww.
Enjoying life. I'm about to be married for 2 years in June.
Nice.
And other than that, my husband and I like to go raving, and we enjoy going to go dance and stuff at some big events.
I've never heard that sentence before. My husband and I like to go raving.
Yeah, they like
we're
to go.
We're clean ravers, though.
All right.
Clean ravers.
Okay, cool. Yeah, good. Working in the doctor's office. I bet that's important.
Big Al Mac, tell that. Tell Brooke how this works.
Okay, Brooke, basically, you're going to hear a lot of dollar amounts, all right? Anywhere from $10 all the way up to $1,000. We don't know how high it's going to go. When you feel comfortable, you say stop, and you will win the last dollar amount that you heard. If the vault closes, unfortunately, you have to go back to your desk and tell doctor that you didn't win any money.
Mm.
All right?
Oh, okay. Okay, definitely.
Good luck.
We're not going to think like that, though.
Yeah.
Good job, Al.
Think positive.
I'm feeling pretty good about it, though. I'm feeling pretty good.
You feeling good, Brooke?
I'm feeling good.
Yes, I'm feeling great.
All right, let's play Beat the Bank. Here we go.
$290. $330. $360.
Speedy.
450. 520.
Stop. Stop.
$520.
That was going to do it.
I think that's a good call. I know, that long pause was painful.
That was a tricky pause.
Oh.
All right.
What are you going to spend that money on, Brooke?
Oh, well, my husband and I are taking my mom to Vegas in October.
There you go.
And we talked about it, and we said if either of us win, that's our money towards Vegas. So
there you go.
Good
job. Does mom also go raving with you and your husband?
No, she never has, but since Vegas always has DJs at all the clubs, usually at night, I think we're going to try to sneak her into one. Oh. We're going to try to see if she'll do it with us.
Take her to a Calvin Harris pool party.
Oh, you know it, and hopefully Taylor Swift will be there.
Yeah.
Never know.
And then you got to go to the Hard Rock and go to, what's the pool party? Rehab.
Rehab, uh-huh. The Hard Rock.
And yeah. What else?
Cool.
What other suggestions do we have for her for Vegas?
Jennifer Britney Lopez? Spears.
Britney.
Or J-Lo.
Barry Manilow.
Oh, yes.
Of course. Gotta check that out real quick for mom.
Always bet on black.
Sounds like we want to go to Vegas, doesn't it?
Always bet on black, too, Brooke.
Brooke, would
y'all
you like...
Y'all should come with. Y'all should come with.
We should. If we win the bank, we might.
Yeah, we never get in, Brooke. Every time I call, it's busy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Brooke, would you like to see how high this actually goes? Just for fun?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Just fine.
Let's see.
560.
Okay.
620.
I get speedy.
Oh,
hey!
Got a good piece of it. Yeah.
You failed that at the right time.
Good job, Brooke.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all. Okay.
Thank you, boss man, for letting her come out and make the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and have fun at the raves, Brooke.
Thanks, I will. Thank you. Have a good morning.
All right.
Hang on.
Have we had a rave winner? I don't think we have in the wild.
Well, that next rave is going to be wild.
Oh, I can't wait for that next rave, Al. Yeah,
probably going to do a foam party.
I already got my glow sticks.
I've never been to a rave.
Me neither. We should all go. You know who would be fun at a rave? Oh. Kelly.
Kelly who?
Kelly Razzler.
I've never been to one, I don't think.
We're all asleep like hours before the raves even start.
Yeah. What time does a rave usually start?
Like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
What?
I mean, I guess they start earlier for some of the, you know. I mean, they let 18 and up go. So
I partied like that in Ibiza when I went there.
Was that one of those foam parties?
It wasn't a foam party, but this party started at like midnight.
Yeah.
I got to the club at 11. Nobody was there.
They go till the sun comes up.
And it did. It went on until 8 in the morning.
And who wants to do that?
And I stayed. I partied with a beat. And then there was a line about 100 people long to get cabs. I didn't have a car. And I'm in Spain. And I ended up hitchhiking. And I got into a car with two gay guys and two girls. And it was a Mini Cooper. And they took me to my hotel. Or they stole my kidney. I'm really not sure.
We'll play Beat the Bank again tomorrow morning, 7:20 and 8:20 Central for your shot at winning up to $1,000. All you got to do is listen and call at the right time.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.